Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
A meth piper in New York. More than two dozen people lost their lives in weekend tornadoes spawning across six states. One tore a path through the Arkansas Capitol, as KTHV-TV's Frederick Price reports from Little Rock.
The focus more than 24 hours after a violent tornado ravaged parts of central Arkansas is cleaning up.
We just made sure that we boarded the window up and we're covering the roof up with tarp.
Johnny Hills is the pastor of Christ Centered Fellowship Church in Jacksonville.
We do have quite a bit of roof damage.
The storm's also leaving a mess of debris on the front lawn. Sunday morning services, Johnny says, won't be happening.
CBS News has learned more details about the charges that former President Trump will be facing in court Tuesday.
The Manhattan grand jury indictment will remain sealed until the former president's arraignment, but reports indicate that Trump will face 30 charges, which will include falsifying business records in the first degree, which is a felony. The charges are believed to stem from allegations that Trump paid hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign, and that he used various financial transactions to conceal those payments in violation of campaign finance laws. The former president maintains he has done nothing wrong. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
To Oklahoma City, where three people are dead and three more in hospitals following a shooting at a bar. Lieutenant Jeff Cooper.
Those three victims were pronounced dead here at the scene. Another victim was transported to a hospital in critical condition, and two others were transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening wounds.
They do not have anyone in custody. In Los Angeles County, one person's dead and three others are injured after a shooting in the parking lot of a Trader Joe's in West Hills. LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton says a dispute over drugs turned into a gunfight.
There's no danger to the West Hills community. We believe that we have everyone involved in this incident either detained or at the hospital.
Tens of thousands have taken to the streets every week in Israel of more than 3 months in an effort to make their voices heard as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tries to overhaul the country's judiciary system. The BBC's Joel Greenberg is in Jerusalem.
There was some speculation that after Prime Minister Netanyahu put this plan on hold, the plan to weaken the Supreme Court and overhaul the judicial system, that maybe the protests would wither away or there would be fewer people. But it seems that the protesters feel that they need to continue being heard on the streets, so the outcome will be one that they find acceptable.
19 protesters were arrested in Tel Aviv Saturday. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Rock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And all I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. Why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know. Oh, and I'll be waiting for you as you reach the other side. Stay. stay. Why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know. And I'll be waiting for you as you reach the other side. I'll be waiting for you, standing there with open arms, open arms. The fire is burning, the whole forest down, the flowers are upon yourself, and be kind above all else, and don't you fear no what lies ahead. Look for those good words inside your head.
New stuff, fresh stuff, Jeffrey James Show. All this wonderful local music is brought to you by our sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Madison, Monona, Odonna, and Willie Street, igniteglassandgifts.com, and of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com, and don't forget about Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery in Door and outdoor seating. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that outdoor seating. And live music, FullMileBeerCompany.com and Harmonious Whale. We're going to play a tune from them because that's amazing, amazing tour in Ireland and Scotland this summer. Ride with the band on a bus. Find out more online at HarmoniousWhale.com. That's Harmonious, WAIL.com. Here they are now. Harmonious Whale, Just Gone Ahead on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was born in Boston in March of 85. Ponder over motion, every moment is alive. I've always been a traveler on the road and in my head. Still you're number one, and we'll be waiting at the gates. So saddle up and do the do, and never complicate. See me in the blue smoke, feel me in the breeze, hear me in the bird song.
Harmonious Whale on Max Inc. Radio. They've got a really special tour that they're doing in Ireland and Scotland this summer, right along with the band on a bus. Find out more at harmoniouswhale.com. Rocker, I heard you, we're going to be at Atwood Fest. We can't go on the bus. What are we going to do? I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to tell people that they should go and get on the bus. It sounds like a great trip, and right. I can only imagine that there's going to be some stopping at like some distilleries and some brew pubs.
Yeah, just a pub along the way.
And, you know, check and hang out with Maggie and Sims and the guys and listen to some music.
Right.
Drink some whiskey and beer. I mean, castles? I don't know. Sounds like a lot of fun.
There's going to be a castle, right? There's got to be a castle.
Castles? I mean, Loss?
Yeah.
Werewolves?
Yeah, right. Loch Ness Monsters. It's gonna be a good time. What else do we have going on tonight, Rocker? I see like instruments coming in, instruments going out.
Oh, we have live music coming up, Rob, in the Devil's Lair, Too Sick Charlie, Cigar Box Guitar Blues.
There you go.
Say that three times quickly.
I can't wait.
And Dave Nielsen, he just got here. He was a concert goer to the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night, and we're gonna hear about his experience at the Morbid Angel show. And Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., yeah. Rob, 20-minute mission. Me and Jimmy are going to interview Madison Punk Group, 20-minute mission. They're releasing a new album.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. And it's all coming up right next, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Boys on Max Inc. Radio, Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes kill at least 26 people in small towns and big cities across the South and the Midwest. Pastor Carrie Rosenbaum is with the Bethel Church in Jacksonville, Arkansas.
So we're just handing out supplies, tarps, water bottles, cleaning supplies, things to help people get through the next several days.
WCBS-TV's Jessica Moore on the preps in New York City ahead of former President Trump's arraignment in the coming days.
Preparations are underway outside criminal court in Lower Manhattan, where former President Trump will be arraigned on Tuesday. Barricades are going up, officers stationed, and roads are expected to close as the Secret Service leads a massive team of law enforcement, ensuring the safety of everyone involved.
Three people are dead and three others injured after a shooting at a bar in Oklahoma City. Police Lieutenant Jeff Cooper.
At this time, we don't have any suspect information. Investigators are just now getting here, and our CSI units are processing the scene at this time.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane. Because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local
up
music.
To the sky, do you see an overnight, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner. On the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you more? Why does he keep taking you? Is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war?
the cancellations, taking you to war, new stuff, fresh stuff, rocker. So many new songs tonight. I just love it.
We can give a big thanks to Jimmy K for that one.
He just does an excellent job, you know, programming it, finding all the local artists. And if they're a local artist right now and they're listening to this stuff, how do they get on Max Inc. Radio?
You know, just send us an email to Max Inc. Radio, M-A-X-I-N-K Radio at gmail.com. And, you know, send us an MP3.
Yeah, do it now. We'll get you on later. On it,
and if you got, you know, something really going on, let us know. We'd love to interview you as well.
Speaking of interviews, special guests in the studio now, right?
We do, Rob. Dave Nielsen, he set out from Madison to attend a concert in Belvedere, Illinois at the Apollo Theater in with Morbid Angel and Crypta. Later that evening, tragedy struck the venue as it was hit by a tornado or high winds. We're not exactly sure. Many were hurt and one person lost their life. And here to talk a little bit about his experience is Dave Nielsen. Dave, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thanks.
Dave, you and your partner attended the show at the Apollo Theater last night, and on the way to the show, were you thinking about storm warnings? Did you make any preparations for the show? What were you thinking? Was it a scary ride down there?
We had talked about it a little bit. My partner was concerned about the storm, and I was like, well, there have been a million tornadoes. We survived all of them. No big deal. Let's just go.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad ride. It wasn't that windy. The car didn't blow around. It barely sprinkled on us. The radar, by all means, looked like it was going to go north of us, and I thought we were just going to avoid the whole storm altogether, and I couldn't have been more wrong.
And a tornado or high winds caused from a tornado, there was the cause of a roof collapse at the venue. Were there any warning signs? I mean, when you were there, what was the scene like?
Well, a tornado warning went off on our phone. We were on the balcony when the tornado warning went off on our phones, and so we went down to the lower level. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got down to the lower level, the venue announced that they were going to postpone the show for 30 minutes for the storm to pass. In the meantime, we checked out the merch booth and kind of wandered through. And there was a door off to the side, and I was like, hey, let's step outside for a minute. And somebody opened the door, lightning crashed, and my partner said nope and went the other direction. And there was a bar over a the other direction, and people were sort of moving in that direction. Somebody said something about the basement, and we thought, okay, well, maybe we can get down to the basement this way. We started following people. We moved through the main floor, and within seconds of our passing there, I could hear something. I turned around. I saw the ceiling crack, and it all came down like a waterfall.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it before.
I can't imagine seeing that. I mean, were there people there?
Yeah. I don't know how many people were under it, but yeah, it rained down on everybody that was under that area.
And you guys were by the merch table? I heard...
No, we were kind of over by the bar area. Not quite. We were in between there was a doorway leading to the door from the main dance floor, I guess.
I mean, what did you do when you saw that? What did people do? What was the general reaction?
Some people dove in trying to help and to find their friends. I kind of went into shock and just tried to make sure we were safe and not going to get crushed.
And worried about more?
I was mostly just worried about staying alive and making sure everybody around me was okay.
Now, you think this experience will change how you prepare to attend concerts in the future? I mean, like for me, I think, gosh, you know, I just throw on my jacket, you know.
How do you prepare for a tornado?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, looking back, you know, I suppose we could have stayed home, but I mean, you just don't know. You can't predict these things. I don't know.
So would you say, hey, got to go to the concert? I know, you see things. I know how you feel where you're like, you know, you hear there's a bad storm, you know, you got concert tickets, you're going to go. Who's not going to go, right?
Right. It's, yeah. You know, you think, what could I have done different? And I don't know. I don't know that I would have done anything different. I suppose I should have listened more to the warnings.
But you told me that Crypta had a great show. They were able to play, but Morbid Angel did not get to play.
Correct. Also, Skeletal Remains, and I forgot the name of the other band that was on the ticket.
Oh, so most of the bands really got to play.
No, only Crypta played.
Only Crypta played. I see. You know, a message, Morbid Angel, we got a hold of them, and they said, on behalf of Morbid Angel, we want to first and foremost send our deepest and heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of the individual who tragically lost their life last night and the venue roof collapsed due to heavy winds. We lost a brother from the metal scene last night, and many were hurt and injured in this tragedy. We would like to express how truly thankful we are for those in attendance, the fans, venue, staff, bands, and crew that assisted getting people out to safety. You are the true heroes. And so they're going to try and reschedule that show coming up for April 5th in Joliet, Illinois. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that's the show for tonight.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah,
they were supposed to be in Joliet tonight.
Excellent. So, well, very cool. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to stop in the studio and reflect on such an emotional experience. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave. Rob, we still have Devil's Lair coming up with Too Sick Charlie just after 9.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Opinion matters, and what made me strong wasn't all.
Jenna Jane's Max Inc. Radio. White Kurt. Yeah. Realty. Lake Point. Let us open the door for your future home. Stop by our office in Outwood Avenue, Madison's East Side. Find them online. WhiteKurtLakePoint.com. Fast on Max Inc. Radio. Aaron Weber Group supporting this hour of the local stuff. The most trusted name in real estate. Find them at movetomadison.com. Also, Ethical Trade Company. Yeah, I can say it. Ethical Trade Company. Goods for a better world. Located in Madison's East Side. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. We are local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I've been burning through these days. I've been wondering why so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do, so much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Need some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out.
slowing down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before. I swear I've played this song. On the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. She looks worried now. She asks me where I've been. Try to remember.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.